Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. The Federation of Unions of South Africa, or FEDUSA, has proposed that Eskom be placed under business rescue, as opposed to using public servants' pension funds to bail out the ailing power utility. FEDUSA says it rejects the proposal brought forward by COSATU, which suggests that the Public Investment Corporation should step in to take on 250 billion rand of Eskom's debt. The PIC manages 2 trillion rand of government employees' pension fund. FEDUSA says putting Eskom under business rescue will ensure that outside and undue political interference in its operations and governance is prevented. Acting General Secretary at FEDUSA, Rifda Ajam, explains.
We cannot be using workers' monies to rescue Eskom, nor any other state-owned entity. There has to be conditionalities attached to it. And what we are saying as FEDUSA in particular, when it comes to the PIC and the GEPF, we have already extended via the GEPF to the tune of 85 billion. So this cannot be used as the only possible source of income to secure any state-owned enterprise.
Earlier today, Eskom lost its urgent court bid to increase electricity tariffs by 16% over the next 2 years. The cash-strapped and indebted power utility brought an urgent application in the High Court in Pretoria to have NERSA's increases of 8.10% and 5.22% over the next 2 years set aside. Eskom held that without the increases it is requesting, it could default on payments to lenders, triggering the immediate payment of its national debt burden of 318 billion rand, guaranteed by government. But Judge Jody Colopin was not convinced that the matter is urgent.